Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got some games being played in the NFL draft. We'll tell you who is involved, who's pulling the strings, and what is going down. We'll get to that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now here on Fox Sports Radio. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox for Chris Broussard. You can listen to the show, as always, on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of Fox Sports Radio affiliates. Wherever you are making us a part of your Monday, we appreciate you doing so. It is a Magic City Monday, Rob Parker, and we are fired up for 3 hours of goodness here on FSR.
And speaking of magic, you know, your guy, Rob G, was bragging in my ears that the Lakers were beating up on the Magic. They're playing in Orlando. Are you ready for the score now?
What happened?
47-43, Orlando!
Oh, my God.
The 18-42 Orlando Magic are beating the Lakers.
It's too soon, bro.
47-43. I know it's the game not over. It's not. Still got about 3 minutes to go and a half. But, Rob G., what happened, Lucy?
We want to know.
Who's the leading scorer for Orlando? Like, who's their best player? Hedo Turkoglu's blow-up doll?
Who?
Like, what are we talking about here?
Rob G., where are you? What happened?
You know that the nightlife in Orlando is undefeated. Come on.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
knows that.
Well, why? Listen. Because Minnie's hanging out?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Hey, well, you know, according to Charles Barkley, that's not the case in other places.
No.
In like Georgia.
He had to apologize for that.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, I wonder why.
Rob G., what was the score when you were bragging about
the
Lakers?
We were up by 16 points, and they just thought, you know what, we ain't going to make a shot the rest of the game after that. So.
I know. I was like, when you said it, I was like, the game's early. You're already bragging. Is it that bad?
I don't see, but here's the thing. Rob Parker, it's weird because you and I mean, we've had the opportunity to work and do some stuff on AM 570 LA Sports, the blowtorch of Fox Sports Radio in Los Angeles. And I don't know, like we always get, you know, people give us a hard time. And, you know, we were trying to point out the fact that, you know, the Lakers – they're not in exactly a great spot, and maybe they're bringing back Anthony Davis a little too early because they're worried about the standings. I don't know if anybody's noticed this or not, but the Lakers are all of a sudden the fifth seed in the Western Conference. All of a sudden the fifth seed, and all of a sudden they find themselves just a game and a half up on Dallas, who's the number six seed, which means they would end up drawing, as of right now, the LA Clippers in the first round. I'm just saying, this isn't exactly ideal for the team that, don't worry about it, once these guys get healthy, everything's going to be okay. Well, one of them is allegedly healthy, and they're trailing to the Orlando Magic, who shouldn't even be in the NBA at this point. Just saying, Rob Parker.
Just saying. It is not pretty, but there we are. All right.
Yeah. But here is what is pretty. Rob Parker's W-2s. I mean, if you want to talk about, but never mind all that. Rob Parker, we have got ourselves a draft this Thursday. Are you ready for the NFL draft?
Ready for the draft. So much so that we're going to step aside from the Odd Couple and just do 1 hour of the show and then turn it over to the draft guys.
Yeah, and this is, big time. And we will have details as to how you can be a part of that draft coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. But the team that's really pulling the strings at the top of the draft is not the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are picking one. It's not even the New York Jets, who are picking two. It's the San Francisco 49ers, who now, after a trade with Miami several weeks back, is picking three. And the rumblings out of the NFL, Ian Rappaport and others were the first to report on this on Sunday, that the 49ers have narrowed down their decision in what feels like either Mac Jones or Trey Lance. That is where they're going. It is no longer Justin Fields. There's been some switching of the odds back and forth. One guy favored to go number three, the other guy. Kyle Shanahan admitting they're taking a quarterback with the number three pick. There's a lot of angles to this. What happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Kyle Shanahan Shanahan with a very interesting remark about Jimmy Garoppolo's future with the 49ers, saying, I can't promise you anybody's going to be alive on Sunday, let alone on this roster, in so many words. So it's very interesting here. This is what
you know
I think is happening.
Garoppolo must feel like you're out to dinner with a porn star and everybody's pointing at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it must be.
Like something's going on.
It must be. Like, I wouldn't know personally, but yeah, it must be exactly like that. You know what I'll give Jimmy Garoppolo credit for, though? Have you ever heard him go public with his displeasure? Ever one time?
No, you don't need to. If they were paying me the loot that he got after he had played six games in the NFL, what is there to complain about? Seriously, just they don't want me, you'll go somewhere else. All the guy's done. For his sample size, I know it isn't that big, but go look at his record, Jonas.
Exactly.
All the guy's done is
agreed.
Won. Went, took it to the Super Bowl, and if they called the right plays in the fourth quarter up by 10 with 8 minutes to go and ran the damn football, he might be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Seriously.
By the way, Rob, for all the love Patrick Mahomes gets, Jimmy Garoppolo outplayed him for 3.5 quarters
yes.
in the Super Bowl. So we can sit here and just look at the final score, or we can sit here and actually tell the whole tale and the whole story. And Jimmy Garoppolo is the better quarterback for majority of that game. But you're in a spot now to where he appears to be on the way out at some point. They're going to be taking a quarterback. Kyle Shanahan alluded to it. This whole, we're not sure yet who we're going to take. It could be Trey Lance. It could be Mac Jones. I think it's complete garbage. I think it's BS. I think you don't make the move unless you're pretty sure that your guy is going to be there at number three. And they knew their guy was going to be there at number three because they probably made a call to the Jets and their former assistant, Robert Saleh, and said, who are you guys taking it to? Well, we're taking Zach Wilson. Okay, cool. We don't want him, but we want to make sure our guy is going to be available, and that's why they got the deal done with the Miami Dolphins. This feels like pre-draft garbage, pre-draft rumors, and they're playing with the media and pulling strings here or there. I'm not buying it for a second. I think Mac Jones is going to be the pick. Right or wrong, they're going with system guy over upside in some other places like Justin Fields and a Trey Lance, but it feels like this is Mac Jones and the 49ers are playing games. I'm calling
shenanigans. I don't know why they're playing. Who are they playing games with if you're third and you know who the first two picks are? I don't understand. Like, who? What? What? Why even bother with that?
Exactly.
If you were four, and there was somebody who, and a chance could take, if the first four picks were going to be quarterbacks, and your guy was trending to be three, you know what I'm saying? And you were playing that game, trying to psych out the other team or talk down to the guy you really want or make something like that. But if they're three, And we know who the first two picks are, they should just take who they want.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to me. This is the one thing about the NFL draft that sometimes the double talk, the storylines, the information, it's just confusing because it makes no sense.
It's crazy. It's totally crazy because they're in the pole position. You're like Jacksonville's not playing games. We're taking Trevor Lawrence. Like we don't.
Right,
like,
they
we,
can't
like,
afford not to.
Exactly,
can you imagine passing on him and this guy being the guy they think he is? I mean, so that's a layup, right?
Yeah,
that's a layup.
And so the 49ers are sitting there, and obviously their guy is there. I don't buy it, but for whatever reason, they're filling the media up with these stories. And this is what I would ask you, because you've been covering the draft for a long time, and I don't know that I can recall, and I've really thought about this. Outside of maybe the combine, but I don't think it's anywhere close. I don't know if I can recall something that has exploded in coverage over the past 15 to 20 years like the NFL draft. I don't think there's even anything close to it. And the reason why I think that ties into this is I think there are so many people that cover the draft now that we're almost getting too much news and too much information to where we can't even keep straight who's what, who's interested in who, what rumor is here. And if you're an NFL team and you just want to throw out smokescreen after smokescreen, you're going to do it. I'm hearing stuff today that the Patriots are going to trade up and take Justin Fields if he's there. why would Belichick leak that to anybody? Like, why would that be, even be a story? Like, why would they? I'm hearing the Atlanta
Falcons. I totally agree.
It's weird. Like, what you have covered the draft. You've been through all this stuff. You've covered sports for a long time. Doesn't it feel like they're taking advantage of less experienced reporters, and these reporters are giving out news and information that's completely BS, but they just want to report on something, so they're going to run with it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of that going on where years ago, a lot of the stuff wouldn't see. Here's where things change, Jonas. There used to be a time where you had a limited amount of space in your sports section, right?
Yep.
So everything didn't make the paper. You'd have to weigh, like, is this story worthy or is this story worthy? What do we put in the paper? Everything can't make it in. But now with infinite amount of space on the internet, right?
Yep.
You could just throw anything out there and just keep putting information and stuff. So I think that's why there's so much misinformation and so much stuff out there. And then the draft again, like they're acting like they all know, and we know this. We've seen so many great college quarterbacks, right, who flopped in the NFL.
Yep.
When you saw Vince Young, did you think Vince Young wouldn't be a great NFL quarterback?
Well, here's the thing, and it's to your point, and this is the most important part of all this stuff. It doesn't matter where you go or what you did. It matters where you end up. And if you end up in a place that is not going to build around their quarterback, then you're in a rough spot, man. Lamar Jackson was the last pick of the first round. Sam Darnold was taken third. Josh Rosen was taken, I think, top 10, if I'm not mistaken. Ask yourself, who's been the better NFL quarterback amongst that draft? I mean, come on, man. Like, Baker Mayfield was taken first. Who are you rolling with, Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson next year,
right,
quarterback? I'm taking Lamar Jackson. He's the MVP.
Every day. He was a unanimous MVP. I mean, think about that. And you're right. There's certain guys they look for. Sam Darnold fit the mold that they want in their quarterback. Do you know what I mean? There's a prototype, and they can say that they don't want that or they've moved away from that. I don't believe that. I still think if there's a guy there that fits that mold and looks like a quarterback and they want, that's the guy that they want.
And I'll ask this because this is something that we were kind of tossing around before the show. I mean, look, no matter who San Francisco takes at number three, whoever they get is going to end up in a pretty good spot because that's a pretty good roster with a good coach. Although, you know, some would say, he's had his issues in big-time
games. Don't expect to win the Super Bowl. That's the only thing I'll tell them.
Yeah, if you want to win a Super Bowl ring and you've got a lead, probably not the guy you want to play for. But he's recognized as a really good play caller, really good offensive mind, and they do have pieces around him. You could have that and go a pick later, or you can be Zach Wilson and be all the rave in New York and go to the Jets, who new coach, a different quarterback, they're still the same Jets. And I'm looking at this team going, all right, I understand that Zach Wilson came out of nowhere and he's all the rave and he makes all these throws and does all these great things, but it's kind of weird that we never heard of Zach Wilson really to this level before this past year. And then all of a sudden the Jets are going to draft him and he's going to be the guy to turn around the organization. You need help. And I still think amongst the quarterbacks going at the top of the draft, if you're ranking who's got the worst situation and who's going to be put in a position to fail, I think it's Zach Wilson. I think the Jets are a bad spot for him. That's a bad landing spot. And if I'm the quarterback going one or three, I'm glad I'm not going to the Jets. But I want no part of it.
I get it. Even though the Jets did go to the AFC Championship game twice under Rex Ryan, I know that seems like a million years ago, but I understand because they've had so many changes and so many bad coaches and general managers and not knowing what they're doing and not putting people in places to, you know, in positions to win. So I do hear that, but I think, you know, when you talk about, like, why guys jump up and all of a sudden, when we haven't heard much about them and then all of a sudden they're the flavor of the month, all you need is one guy to fall in love with you.
Yep.
That's all you need, and that's the guy who's making the pick, right? The general manager or that coach with that power. That's all you need no matter what you've done, no matter what's happened. And if they decide that you're their guy, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, well, it's like if you go back to why the Bears moved up a spot to take Trubisky, the story behind that was they had a pre-draft visit with him. They wanted to go to dinner. They said, "Hey, be quiet about it, but make her like this. This is a true story. This is how crazy some of the decision making is in the NFL and why guys are taken in spots that they're taken." The Bears told Mitch Trubisky, make a reservation at a restaurant. He made a reservation at some steakhouse in North Carolina. And they said, but keep it discreet. So Trubisky, knowing he was meeting with the Bears, under the reservation, he put his name down as Jim McMahon. And the Bears thought it was hilarious. They thought, oh my God, this guy gets it. He's got a great personality. And then they go out to the parking lot, and he was driving around his grandma's car because he didn't have a car of his own. And the Bears fell in love with the person. And that's why they took him over guys like Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Like, that, like that's what we're talking about here.
No, it's, right. But that's what I'm saying about that one guy. Yes, all you got to do is, yes, is fool those 100%. Guys. And that's why I was saying the thing about Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
you could just lie to him. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
You could just lie to him. Oh, nothing matters. You know, I lost those two games in college. I didn't sleep for a week after either one of those losses. Oh, they love that guy.
Yeah,
oh, that
course.
Guy. He didn't sleep.
Of course.
Oh.
Yeah, all he right. says all the right things. Like he's got all the answers. So, yeah. So this is the whole thing is bizarre. But who is going to be the guy that you think is destined to fail at the next level? 877-99 on Fox is the phone number. 877-996-6369. Have some balls, all right? Don't ride the fence like Rob Parker, all right? Don't be a fence rider and a fence sitter like Rob Parker. Have some balls. Your shot. Who's the quarterback most likely to fail near the top of the draft if you believe the rumors and the reports of who's going where on Thursday night in the draft? 877-996-6369. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox. In for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple. Stick and stay. America!
Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio, and it's a Magic City Monday here on FSR. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. By the way, coming up in about less than 10 minutes from now here, we will find out the very latest who is going where, rumors, trades, movements atop the NFL draft. We will have that for you here coming up less than 10 minutes from now with our NFL insider here, Rob Parker, on a Music City Monday. I don't exactly
Magic
know.
City
sorry.
Monday.
Magic City. So, see, I don't know what Magic City is. I know music. I know what Music City is, but
there's
I'm not
music
familiar
there.
With Magic
it's just
City.
That it costs you for every song that plays. It's like a jukebox. How about that?
It is like a jukebox.
You got to keep throwing money in it.
By the way, how many people do you think say the word jukebox correctly? Because I don't know that people realize that it's J-U-K-E and not a T. You know, a lot of people say jukebox.
What is it?
It's jukebox.
Nobody says juke. Unless it's a little kid looking for a juice box. You know what I'm saying? <It's not even> What? All right, 877-99 on Fox. You ready, Jonas? Ready
Let's
to go?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Drew in New Jersey, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Drew?
So I got Justin Fields being the worst quarterback in that draft, and I got Trevor Lawrence, the third best quarterback.
So who do you have first? Since you're going by, I mean, like
Trey Lance. He's a 6'3 version of Russell Wilson. I say in 2 years, he'll be a top 5 quarterback.
All right. I mean, you know, it didn't play a whole bunch. Doesn't have a ton of starts. The Justin Fields thing, I think, is weird, Rob. Tell me if you think I'm crazy, because I've thought about this as to why people are so out on Justin Fields, and I get all of the, well, you know, he there was times where he had some bad tape and made some bad throws, and he didn't look good against Indiana, and he wasn't great against Northwestern, but he was awesome against Clemson. He was awesome, and he showed toughness, and he made all the throws.
Right.
Do you think that people in the NFL see what happened the last time an Ohio State quarterback was taken in the first round in Dwayne Haskins, and do you think maybe in a way he's being punished because of Dwayne Haskins' issues at the next level?
It's not only just him. The Ohio State quarterbacks have not fared well in the NFL.
I think that's a thing.
Black quarterback thing is still there a little bit too. I mean, I know there are great black quarterbacks in the NFL, but I think agreed. Both of them just don't bode well for him. Despite, when you look at the top five earning quarterbacks in the NFL, I think they're all black.
Yeah, and I would agree, and I think that's why it didn't work out for Craig Krenzel from Ohio State.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think
that's all right, you're a mess. Joshua in Columbus, Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, yeah, this is Columbus, Ohio, actually, too. So Justin Fields, just first off, I think, is clearly 1B in this class, and the hate for him. It really doesn't make any sense to me. I think, honestly, the Jets being incompetent and having Wilson over him is really the only thing that's the reason. If he doesn't go number three, then San Francisco is insane. But Trey Lance, for me, is definitely the bottom of those top five guys. I mean, if we look at Justin Fields last year, if he wouldn't have played at all, he probably would have been number two, no question. He plays bad against Indiana and a little Northwestern, but kills Clemson, and then, you know, he's dropping. So
Let me ask you this, as you're a Buckeye fan, obviously, from Columbus,
I am.
Ohio.
There you go.
But you got to admit, the history of Buckeye quarterbacks is just not good.
Yeah, I won't take that. That is definitely true. To be fair, though, the only one that we've had that was really NFL caliber recently was Dwayne Haskins. And I mean, he was talented. He really got in his own head, and he wasn't really
wasn't really
great off the field either, but I can see that argument.
But you know this from being there in Columbus. Even Urban Meyer was saying, I think he's coming out a little too early. I don't think he's ready. Even his own, like Urban Meyer, who knew him as well as anybody, was saying, I don't think he's ready for this NFL level, this next level. I don't think he's ready for it. And as it turns out, he wasn't for all the other issues. And I would just say this, Rob, you were in Detroit for a lot of years, okay? Detroit had really good players during that time. They drafted really talented guys. Stafford's a talented guy. Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders. They had really, really good players. Herman Moore before that people forget about. Dominic Raiola was a really good offensive lineman. They had really good players there. Chris Spielman. And I don't know about you, but all those good players have amounted to nothing in Detroit. This isn't the NBA where you can just draft a guy and your franchise is set up and all you need is that one guy. You need help. That's why I think Zach Wilson is the guy that's set up to fail, because I don't care how good he is. If the Jets are garbage around him, they're completely screwed.
No, there's definitely an opportunity where that could not work out. And Joshua, don't be friendly with Jonas. He once said that happiness was seeing Columbus, Ohio in his rearview mirror as he drives off. So he doesn't have love for your town.
I can't believe it. Like, that is just taken totally out of context, all right? That is totally out of – it's not a lie, but that's taken totally out of context from Rob Parker. He is Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox. By the way, speaking of the NFL draft, for the very best NFL draft coverage, tune in to Fox Sports Radio throughout the first round of the draft on Thursday. Catch the NFL's best information man, Jay Glazer, draft analyst Bucky Brooks, former number two pick LeVar Arrington, and Fox's Kevin Burkhardt. They will be live throughout the first round beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. That's this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time. They'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to all 32 first-round picks. That's Thursday night. This Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Jay Glazer, Bucky Brooks, LeVar Arrington, and Kevin Burkhart right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, though, here on The Odd Couple, we are going to find out if there's anything to a major rumor of a trade up in the draft for a quarterback for one team in the NFL.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. Coming up in, we'll call it 12 minutes from now here on FSR, sources say. What do they say? You'll have to find out 12 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. Right now, though, he is a Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. You hear him on Sirius XM as well. He is Adam Kaplan joining us here on FSR. My buddy, every single Saturday I get to talk to him because Adam Kaplan and I aren't too good for weekend sports radio like Rob
Parker. Stop brown nosing, please.
Yeah, we're not too good for it. Good to have you, Adam.
Hey, Adam, what's happening?
Is this the oddest couple? Just want to make that clear.
Absolutely. Other than Jonas and his wife. Yes, we are.
Oh no, I don't even know what that means.
That's so, a fair point. That's a fair point. He's not lying there, Adam. So we were talking on Saturday, and you said you felt like you were going to have an idea as to who the Niners were going to take on Monday, and then this report comes out that they're leaning towards Mac Jones or Trey Lance, and I everything tells me this is going to be Mac Jones, but where do you fall on what San Fran does?
Yeah, it does to me. And guys, just to make it clear here, there's simply no way the Niners don't know who. To think that they don't know what they're going to do, they're drawing straws. Like, who do you think? No, it doesn't happen that way. When you make a massive trade up, you give up significant assets in terms of draft compensation. You know what quarterback you want. I do give Kyle Shanahan credit. He came out fighting today. I thought it was phenomenal. He left some cryptic notes. I mean, he talked he was asked about Jimmy Garoppolo being traded, or would he be on your team after the draft? And look, he wouldn't guarantee it. Absolutely guarantee it. The chances are still certainly that he'll be on the roster. It'll be hard to trade him. But I could just tell you that. I did a mock draft on Monday morning, and I did say that I think it's going to be Mac Jones. It's more of a system fit, West Coast offensive fit. I felt that for about two or three weeks. Now, why would Trey Lance even be in the conversation? A guy who is the biggest project of the five. I was talking to my friend Greg Cosell from NFL Films on Monday. He said the one thing that Lance has a lot of over these other guys is he's played a lot from under center. He hadn't played a lot at snaps. Mac Jones almost has double the amount of snaps he had in college as a quarterback. But when you really look at, if you compare both, Lance did play in a pro-style offense, and he also played a lot under center. So that is something, that's a good thing. You normally see that from a guy who hasn't played a lot of football at the college level. But he is, as a general manager told me last week, he is by far the furthest away from playing. So if they do draft him, Jimmy Garoppolo, the belief is, would play most, if not all, the season if they're a good football team.
Adam, help me here. I read a story, or I saw a headline that said something like the chance there won't be a defensive player drafted in the first 10 picks or something.
No way.
Like that.
That won't happen.
I know, and I thought to myself, that would be crazy. I know this is such a league, and all they're into is offense and throwing the football. Mm-hmm. But a Super Bowl was won because Patrick Mahomes didn't score any points by a defense. So I can't buy into that, right? We haven't reached that moment.
Yeah, what's going to happen is two corners are going to go within the first 12. One, at a minimum, will go in the top 10. J.C. Horn, Joe Horn's son, and Patrick Surtain the second, they're going to go in the top 12. I would say the corners will start going off the board either at 7 or 8, Lions at 7, where they were terrible at corner last season. The Panthers, both, they've got one corner, A.J. Boye, they brought in, who's got a two-year deal with a one-year structure, which means the Panthers could get out after 1 year. Dante Jackson, the other starters on the final year, was rookie contract. Dallas has not hit it. That cornerback is their number one need. So a corner's going to go in it's going to go clearly, but no later than 10. So, yeah, I would tell you, though, Rob, after that, we may not see a corner to 16 till Arizona.
or Philly. Philly needs a corner. That's their number one need. They probably will go with a corner.
Right.
Now, DNs, it's not a very good pass rusher draft. Kwity Paye from Michigan is a top edge rusher. That's got no issues that anyone's concerned about, where a bunch of other guys where you got off-the-field concerns or you got injury concerns. That's why some of these edge rushers are going to fall potentially very far down in the first round.
Adam Kaplan, Fox Sports Radio's NFL Insider, Sirius XM NFL Radio as well, joining us here on The Odd Couple. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard here on FSR. So if we are to believe, let's just, you know, say Trevor Lawrence goes one, Zach Wilson is two, and you got Mac Jones at three. All right. So you got two quarterbacks left as far as the top five in most everybody's draft boards. So is there going to be a trade-up for one of these guys? And if so, who are the teams to watch that'll be in the market for one of those two quarterbacks, Trey Lance or Justin Fields?
Yeah, and it's funny because you and I talked on Saturday, and look, I've been saying all along, five quarterbacks to go in the first round. The Lance one was the toughest one to call because he's got to go to a team where you feel like you've got a veteran who could fill in for him until he's ready. So it's always hard to pinpoint that. But, you know, who are the teams that potentially trade up for a quarterback or would take a quarterback in the upper half? Well, the Patriots at 15 are certainly one. The Falcons at 4, that's where you start thinking, okay, you hope if you're the Falcons you're not picking anywhere close to 4 again. That's just the way it is. And this is your opportunity to get that franchise quarterback, like a Justin Fields. Because if they don't, they got to wait till next year because Matt Ryan is going to be the starter anyway. Well, you don't need Fields to play right away. He's got some things he could clean up. So it would be Atlanta at 4, clearly is in the market for a franchise quarterback, or Kyle Pitts right there. Those are the two things, the two players that make sense to me. You know, after that, you've got Denver. You and I talked about a couple weeks about 9. What would Denver do? Well, Denver is either going to trade for Teddy Bridgewater. They've had, I'm told, multiple talks with Carolina. If they don't do it, I look for them to draft a quarterback at 9. I still think that stands here. And the Panthers, I'm told by multiple teams, they're willing to adjust his contract, which means they would take on some of his salary to move Teddy Bridgewater.
Adam, last thing for me. How are you? You said you did a mock draft on Monday.
Yeah.
I look around and I a lot of people doing mock drafts. It's so hard. You're lucky to get, 25%, 35%. How well do you do on your mock drafts? Seriously, because there's all this smoke around. People aren't genuine with what they want to do. So I don't know how you even figure it all out. How well do you do?
Well, it's funny. The worst I ever did is I got 5 right one year.
5?
It's kind of like, Rob. Wait, it's kind of like with the SAT.
Adam, hold on. You got 5 right in the first round?
It's really interesting. So my friend Tony Paulina works for Pro Football Network. We would do mock drafts together when we worked for Scout.com. We must have done them together for 13 or 14 years. One year we beat the great Rick Gosselin. We got 19 right. But I noticed the trend here. When I start drafting for need, I get a lot of them wrong because I'm not – the draft, folks, is – for all of these who do mock drafts out there, remember the draft is 100% about the future. It's not so much about now. It's about future years. Once you figure that out – like, remember, I just talked about Atlanta. They absolutely should draft Justin Fields. It's got to be about the future. Or Pitts, because he's a game changer. There should be no other considerations for that pick. It's the teams like the Bengals that don't think the smart. This is the reason why the Bengals have been so bad for so long. They don't understand how to build a football team. You build it by your offensive defensive lines. They have done an awful job of protecting Joe Burrow, who tore his ACL unfortunately last season. They should draft Penei Sewell and run up there and put the card in and take 10 seconds. If he's there at 5, absolutely do it. They've not built an offensive line, but again, Bengals, think about it. This is the way you win. But they don't always do it. And that's why sometimes I get these things wrong, because logic sometimes enters and then it leaves.
Right. No, it's a crapshoot. It definitely is.
Yep. Well, it's like Rob does this from covering the Lions. How many years in a row they draft a wide receiver? What was that,
oh, my
three
goodness.
Or
four?
Matt Millen was
Trump,
there. Yeah, Matt Millen was the absolute, I'm telling you, worst general manager in the history of sports. It's not even arguable. I mean, it was so bad.
I disagree. Michael Jordan was terrible. Come on, man.
Yeah, Jordan was bad, too. But it was so bad in Detroit, we started the Million Man March to march him out of town.
Matt's a good man. It didn't work out, but Matt's a good guy.
No, he's a great guy. He's a terrible general manager.
Oh, man. He is Adam Kaplan, Fox Sports Radio NFL Insider. You can get him on Twitter, at Kaplan NFL. Cap, we appreciate it, man. Always a good chat. And make sure you follow along. He'll have all sorts of stuff on the draft this upcoming week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Jonas Knox, Rob Parker here on Fox Sports Radio. The Million Man March. You're a class act.
Come on, man. I wrote that. They tried to steal it and say that somebody else came up with that. That was in my column in the Detroit News.
The Million Man March. oh, my God. All right. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jonas Knox. This is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, sources say. What do they say? Stick around and find out. It's yours next here. Stick and stay.
Magic City Monday.
Wow.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Rob Parker. Sorry, excuse me. Excuse me. Good
What's
God. I don't know. I just was trying to introduce you, and all of a sudden somebody merged into my lane. He is Rob Parker. I am Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard. This is The Odd Couple here on Fox Sports Radio. It is a Magic City Monday here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, I actually am really looking forward to this discussion in about 10 minutes from now, Rob Parker, because I think some old heads, some people that have been around for a long, long time are going to be really hot and bothered by a brand new version of a great game. I think they're going to be really bothered by this. So that'll be coming up about 10 minutes from now. Right now, though, here on The Odd Couple, it is time for something you do called this.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the Iowa Fox Sports Radio. A segment where we put normally Chris and Rob, in this case Jonas and Rob's, combined, what is it, Rob? You got 97 years of journalism experience by yourself. So with
That's
Jonas,
right.
98
zero
years
for
total.
Jonas. Damn right. Zero. The time he was working in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's right.
At the Banner.
He just doesn't even know. He doesn't even get any part of my resume correct.
I knew it was somewhere in the South.
Jonas was breaking stories in a Chuck E. Cheese costume back in the day.
At least you know where I worked. It's just pure disrespect, man. Nobody gets disrespected more on this show than I do.
What? What town was it? South
Charleston.
Carolina.
Yeah, Charleston. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that.
All right. So I got a couple of stories. We're going to do it really quick. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to you guys to tell me which sources are good, which ones are bad. Let's get started. Story number one. My sources say French tennis player Benoit Paire, who has been accused of tanking matches after he lost 13 of 14, said in an interview, quote, "I arrive, I take some money, and I go to the next tournament," end quote, has been kicked off the French Olympic team. Because he tanks too much. Rob, my source is good.
I mean, it sounds right. If that was his real quote, you know, I come, I take my money, and I keep going. I'm gonna say true.
I don't buy it. I think it's BS. Something it just doesn't sit right with me. Don't like it. I'm gonna say no. That's false.
True. Yeah.
Damn it.
That's great. All right, here we go. Story number two.
It takes longer to get news in Charleston, but that's another
Literally.
Sorry about that.
I was born in Southern California, right. Born and raised.
My sources say that former Los Angeles Clipper guard Pooh Richardson, it's a blast from the past, has decided to throw his name into the California governor's race. He'll be running as an independent during the next term. Rob, all my sources good.
I know everybody and their uncle ever since Whatchamadoo has gotten into the race.
Whatchamadoo?
I'm going to say it's another NBA player, not Pooh Richardson. False.
Well, first of all, Pooh Richardson, former Fox Sports Radio host, a Fox Sports Radio alum. I did hear rumblings that that Caitlin Parker, Jenner, was running for governor. I'm going to say false. I don't think it's poo.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Why would you expect him to run for office? Who's going to vote for Pooh Richardson?
good question.
Like, how many Clipper fans are there? Like, Brian Finley and Ben Maller. That's about it. All right, here we go. Last one, very quick. My sources say Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray has joined the world of esports. He is a professional member of the FaZe Clan. Jonas on my source is good.
No, that's false. He's not that much of a nerd.
I'm going to say false.
Oh, come on, Kyler.
Wow, gosh. I won anyway.
Defensive battle.
It is the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.